And now the Scarab Scamcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Zombicide Black Plague by Cool Mini or Not and Guillotine Games. For 1 to 6 players, ages 14 and up, should take you about an hour.
Welcome to the dark times. In a mad quest of forbidden knowledge and ultimate power, the necromancers have unleashed the apocalypse upon the living. Zombies have destroyed the king's armies and now roam the land, spreading chaos and death. Is it the end? Are we cursed to die, huddled in our homes? It's a dark time, but not for those with a will. Draw your swords, span your crossbows, and ready your spells. For the few, the brave, it's time for Zombicide Black Plague. Form a fantasy team with your friends and harness your survivor skills to achieve victory against hordes of infected. The zombies are controlled by the game itself using simple rules and a deck of cards. Play 10 quests on 10 different maps made with the included modular map tiles, or create your own. Find weapons, kill zombies. The more zombies you kill, the more skilled you get, and the more zombies appear.
And when they say form your own fantasy team, they're not talking about, like, fantasy football team.
So, real quick note, Zombicide Black Plague is basically a medieval version of Zombicide and the other versions of the different eras that they have. I don't know how it compares to the regular game, because I've never played the base game, the original.
Go straight for the sequels.
It sounds like it has a lot of very similar concepts. Based on the rule books, it looks like you can combine this stuff.
Yes, the rule books just say that you can combine it. We will, however, in another review, be playing and reviewing Zombicide.
Because why not? Because it's also in the Scarab Game Library.
Not right now.
We don't know. Yeah, we're gonna.
We have to go. We'll be right back.
So, what's some good things we can say about Zombicide Black Plague?
The minis actually look pretty cool. Again, it's so far with every Cool Mini or Not game, it's had a good quality of miniatures, cards, the boards, the box itself. It's all been exceptional quality.
So let's talk about the player mat things, because I thought those were kind of cool.
Yes.
You actually got a little player tray. It's plastic. It's got little slidey things so you can keep track of your XP and little recessed areas where you can put in your cards and stuff.
And then it has little knobby things that you stick in pegs and holes to keep track of what skills you actually have.
Yeah, and your damage and all that stuff.
Right. It's so it kind of makes me think of Battleship in a weird way.
Yeah. It has two different size cards. Your character card is one size and then everything else is the second size.
Right.
So that's all the equipment and all the zombie cards.
Right. Another good thing is, again, kind of like one of the other games, I mentioned that it was a personal preference. I didn't like it. I put it in the bad category. This is in the good category. It's a personal preference, though. It's cooperative against the game. So you're not playing against each other.
Yep. You're all with trying to defeat / escape the zombies.
Right.
Yep.
I'd say another good thing is, especially for us who like to play fantasy games and stuff, it's got that heavy fantasy tilt.
It does.
And that could just be just the way it's...
Even though it says it's supposed to be medieval, it obviously has an elf, it obviously has a dwarf-like character.
Right, and my guy was obviously casting spells.
Right.
And also a battle nun.
Yes, so...
Who could eventually cast spells?
Yep.
So she says. I don't know. I never saw it.
We didn't get that high level.
We could have stalled and gotten higher level, but we played... Oh, that is one of the other things I like. It does say here that it's like a 60-minute game. However, in the rule book that sets up the campaigns and the maps and stuff, it actually says each map is... It gives it a time frame. So we did the introductory one, which was supposed to be like a 45-minute game. And I noticed in there's at least one other that's a 150-minute game. So a bigger board, more zombies. So the box says an hour, but the campaign and the board setups actually give you more accurate time frames as to which is gonna how long it should take.
Right.
And speaking of the rule book, mm-hmm. when you read through it, there are these little sections that give you like a little bit of flavor, mm-hmm. and they're actually pretty good at getting across the characters that you're playing
and
as
the context,
and some humor.
Yeah.
So
But it's not overloaded with fluff. It's just enough. It's like two or three paragraphs here and there in each of the sections. And they delineate it very well because it's in a totally different script than the rules are.
Right.
So if you don't want to read the fluff, you don't got to read the fluff. They're very good in their rule book, giving explanations as far as, like, here's the picture of the card. They give full, like, pop-out bubble-type explanations of everything on the cards, and they give lots of pictures and lots of explanation.
And like with most Cool Mania or Not stuff, the rulebook, if you really wanted to, you could just, you can really operate off of the nice little
back summary sheet
mm-hmm. telling you how your play is supposed to work and all that stuff. So what's something bad that we could point out about Zombicide, Black Plague? By Cool Mania or Not.
I gotta say again, and I find this with all these sort of games, is yes, they say an hour or 45 minutes, but it always takes longer than that. Always. I don't think I've ever
And part of that is setup?
Part of it is setup, because I think when they say playtime, they actually mean after the game is set up. The first board was very easy to set up, but...
It's three tiles.
Right. It was two tiles.
The vault.
You don't really count the vault as a tile. But yeah. But no, I find that with a lot of games that have a lot of pieces and stuff, is it always takes longer because they never account for, oh, I picked up this game, I'm just starting. It's always experienced player time. It's not new player time. But that being said, the 45-minute one that we did actually took us about an hour and a half, and that was going over rules, setting up the board, and playing the game.
One of the bad things I found was with the like with other Cool Mini or Not games, they have these little colored things that you snap onto the base of your character.
Yeah.
And I found that if you're not careful with how you take them off of this one, I could have snapped the legs off of some of those hero miniatures that I was using.
The bad thing I like about the game is the boards themselves are very pretty. They have lots of color. There's lots of print on it, but that's also a detractant because the tiles are basically there's different tiles, but then you set the door tokens on it, and the door tokens get lost on the board because there's so much print, or the door tiles are the same color as the area that they're sitting on. So it gets a little hard to see the different things on it.
Yeah, and they threw us off with one of their terminologies. They used the linear...
the linear... I've been drinking wine.
The linear illustration or something like that.
Right, right. They basically mean
the line on the tile.
Right. So instead of saying, you know, if there's lines and that separates the rooms, they call it a linear differential equation. Had to draw parabolas and stuff. It was really rough. Is there anything else bad we want to bring out about Zombicide, Black Plague, Coleman, you're not?
No.
The little slider for XP is really finicky. It sticks, and I kept feeling like I might break this really nice little plastic tray thing. Yeah.
They did give us extra slidey thingies if we wanted.
And they gave you extra
Which is not an excuse, but
no.
Yeah.
But I guess the more you play it, the more easier that it would be to
kind of break it in.
To break it,
to break it in. Other.
Is there another? What are we putting this other category for? Zombicide, Black Plague. The fantasy thing was interesting.
Well, I do think it's interesting that they make note in the rule book in a special little box. They say if you have the future version or you have the... Because there's Rumorg and something else. I don't remember what it listed. But it listed like Rumorg...
Like prisons or something.
Prison Break and Zombicide the base game. They're like, you can combine them all. However, Black Plague does have some specialized rules. So... and that's the other thing in the rule book, I don't know if you guys noticed, is the game is for 1 to 6 players, but if you want to do 7+ players, you add in that extra stuff from those other games. You add in the trays. That's why, like I said, we hadn't played the base game or any of the others, so I think, I could totally be wrong, that they have the plastic trays in the base games too, in order to expand it out and play more than 6 players.
Yeah, so you can make this like Army of Darkness, zombie side.
So I think that's a really neat other.
Have a dude with a chainsaw show up.
So.
Mm-hmm.
maybe. Who knows?
Boomstick.
I don't know. But all right, so it is available in the Scarab game library.
Yep.
So if you want to check it out, I do believe we have the base game as well. So I'll have to confirm that. I think we do.
So play both.
Again, that's Zombicide, Black Plague, Cool Meaner Now.
Guillotine Games.
Rawr, zombies.
Rawr.